This is episode 878. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being exactly where you are as you get ready to discover an affirmation to help you push through procrastination. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth and really master it using different meditation techniques along the way. Well, in this week's series on how to push through procrastination using meditation techniques, I encourage you to try these techniques as you're seated in your own meditation ritual. Now, I know we all start somewhere on this journey, and you might not be to the place where you're seated meditating, and that's perfect. In that case, take these techniques and use them throughout your day. These are techniques that help you manage stress triggers, whether you're seated on your meditation cushion, in your chair, or whether you are right smack in the busiest, most stressful part of your day. It's not just meditation, it's truly a lifestyle. So take these techniques into your day-to-day life. Well, this week we have a very special bonus interview, and that was in yesterday's episode where I shared an interview with Monica West, who is a listener of the podcast, and she said that some of the techniques that she discovered, especially the affirmations, which I'm going to share with you in a moment, these techniques helped her to achieve a big dream, and she was able to push past procrastination as fear, self-doubt, anxiety, these big emotions that can just topple your ability to take action on your dreams and inspiration. She was able to use in particular an affirmation to help her. And her big dream was quite a big dream. It was to write, produce, and star in a mini-series. And she did it. She shares this with you. You can look at it. It's hysterical. You will laugh. It's called The Best Thing You'll Ever Do. And it's about a woman who's an entrepreneur. She's doing so well, and she's not sure if she wants to have children or not. And just all the different people she runs into who give her advice. It's very funny. You will fall in love with Monica. And you can head over to just Google Vimeo, The Best Thing You'll Ever Do, and you'll find it. And make sure you heart this video because it is so good. And let Monica know if you are a meditator. So now, the affirmation that I want to share with you, that was Monica's most useful affirmation. There were two, but I'll share with you one of them that I think will really help you target procrastination in your life. So you know that we always do an affirmation in a unique way. And so I want to guide you a little bit through that way. But if you want a full guided meditation where I guide you through a 20-minute to half hour meditation, they're designed for you to meditate anywhere between 5 minutes to half an hour. Each meditation is designed so you can leave it whenever you want or stay as long as you want. That is over at my website. And my website is sipandom, S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M, sipandom.com. And there you can join for 2 weeks free. See how you like it. You get a customized guided meditation every single day, brand new one, using these same techniques I share with you on the podcast. And it averages out to about 50 cents a day. So I invite you to go there. Another way you can get more meditation is to join our free private Facebook group. This is a free group, and you can just send me a message on my Facebook page and just go to Sip and Om Facebook page and just say, hey, could you please add me to the group? People do this every single day. I add several people every single day. So if you want to connect with meditators from around the world who listen to these episodes just like you do, head over there, ask to be added to the group, and I'll gladly add you there. Well, your affirmation, your mindset lifestyle technique for this whole week to set your mindset to help you move past procrastination. The affirmation is, this is Monica's favorite affirmation, helped her to create her mini series. It's fear, anxiety, anger, self-doubt, I release you. Fear, anxiety, anger, self-doubt, I release you. Now, with this affirmation, it's a little longer than I normally share, but when you're dealing with procrastination, those are the big emotions that can topple you. So we start with inspiration. And that turns into motivation. And we want that to turn into action. Well, a lot of us get stuck way back in the inspiration part. Some of us carry it through to the motivation part. But even fewer of us take it to the action part. So these are techniques this week that are designed to help you in this 7-part series to push through fear, anxiety, anger, and self-doubt so you can get into the action phase and push through procrastination. So I want you to be thinking about what it is you'd love to accomplish. Maybe this is something you've already started and you just haven't finished it. It's hanging over your head. Maybe this is something brand new that you've been too afraid to start. Just bring it to mind. The first thing that comes to mind, don't allow yourself to give yourself any excuses why you can't do this. Get the inspiration going, then feel that motivation, and let's push you into action. So, to repeat this affirmation, in my guided meditation, I guide you through repeating it in a loud voice, really waking up your system. Repeat it a few times. The power of your voice is tremendous. It impacts you. Your voice impacts you so much that it often leads to you taking action. The words you speak often, psychiatrists and psychologists show that the words we speak often prompt us to action. That's how powerful an affirmation can be when you repeat it out loud in a strong voice. And then we repeat the affirmation a few times in a natural speaking voice. You'll notice the difference when you do it these different ways. And then you will whisper the affirmation a few times. And then you will repeat the affirmation, moving your lips without any sound coming out at all. This can feel a little bizarre if you're not used to doing it this way, but many people say it's the most powerful way they repeat an affirmation. And then finally, you mentally repeat the affirmation to yourself. This is a beautiful affirmation technique you could bring into your meditation today, right now. So we'll go ahead and just do one round of repeating this affirmation out loud and then in your natural speaking voice, and then you can repeat it mentally. So again, I guide you through the entire process at sipandom.com. The meditation is there waiting for you right now. So we'll go ahead and repeat the affirmation out loud. Fear, anxiety, anger, self-doubt, I release you. Fear, anxiety, anger, self-doubt, I release you. Notice how you feel. Now repeat this affirmation using your natural speaking voice. Fear, anxiety, anger, self-doubt, I release you. Fear, anxiety, anger, self-doubt, I release you. Do you notice the difference in how you feel when you use a strong, loud voice and then when you repeat it in your natural voice? It really wakes up your system. Now mentally take it in, internally, reaching your subconscious on many different layers by repeating the affirmation silently to yourself. Fear, anxiety, anger, self-doubt, I release you. Repeat it mentally to yourself. Do you notice the difference? Now you're set for your whole week, pushing you through procrastination, getting you to take action on your dreams, on those big goals you have. We need you to show up. We need your unique talents. I so enjoyed sharing this meditation technique with you. Go do it. Apply it through your day today. Sit down and meditate and do it. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.